at the meeting and just record it.
Okay. You got it on, Dorothy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Good morning, everyone. I have 9:04 a.m. I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Today is Monday, September 15th, 2025. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, I would like to reiterate and restate, next Tuesday, September 23rd, 2025, we will begin having our commission meetings on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. instead of Mondays. So that will commence next Tuesday. From that day forth, we will be meeting on Tuesdays. If there are no other remarks, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 484778 through 484857, warrants number 8680 through 8684, and four journal entries or transfers.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for September 8th, 2025.
Move to approve regular session minutes for September
8th, 2025. Second.
Have motion and second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. That moves us to our planning and zoning rezone request for this morning. At this time, I will turn it over to our planning and zoning administrator, Mr. Cody Stice.
All right. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Taney County Commission public hearing for September 15, 2025. This hearing is conducted in compliance with Taney County zoning regulations, which require public hearings for each zoning change application submitted to the Planning Commission staff. At this time, the following documents will be officially entered into evidence. Exhibit A, Taney County zoning regulations and zoning maps. Exhibit B, staff report for each case. Exhibit C, staff file, including all information related to each case. And Exhibit D, audio files for these orders to be heard today. Okay, with that, I'm going to explain how this hearing will proceed. Number one, a staff report for each case will be presented and reviewed, followed by any questions for the County Commission. Number two, if you wish to address the County Commission, please complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room, hand it back in, and state your name before speaking. Number three, all comments and questions must be directed to the County Commission. And number four, the public comment session for each case will conclude once all the input has been heard. At that point, the County Commission will consider the application for a vote.
All right. Start with our first order.
Okay. First order, 09-15-2025-01. On September 8th, 2025, the Taney County Planning Commission does not recommend approving an amendment to the zoning district map in 14 Oliver Township to rezone one parcel from R1 single family residential district to C1 neighborhood commercial district by Lauren and AK Tandon, parcel number 19-5.0-15-002-004-002.000. It's located at 185 Fifth Avenue, Ridgedale, Missouri. All right. So this is Highway 86, the roundabout. Go across the Long Creek Bridge. It's this subdivision just past it on the left.
Cody, one quick, is it 185 or 138?
138.
Okay.
Correct. 138 Fifth Avenue, Ridgedale, Missouri.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, a little close up. It's right here, first house on 5th, if you're going to your south. And a little closer again. Got a public
well here, water supply for, I think it's the whole neighborhood. Zoning in this area is all R1. I couldn't find any CUPs. It was brought up to the Planning Commission. We're not finding anything on this side of the street for CUP for nightly rental use.
Okay.
This is kind of a layout that they presented to us. Picture of the property, or to the right, you can see the well again. If we go back, you can see the distance there. They've got it measured out as 30 feet. I brought up some concerns and statement of intent. I'd like to read. This came up in the Planning Commission. So under C1, neighborhood commercial district is intended to accommodate limited retail services and office facilities for the convenience of the residents of the immediate vicinity of the district. I want you guys to kind of think that over as far as the intent of what the C1 district is for. And I got some other, down at the bottom, I got some other concerns, but if we get to that point, we can address them then.
Okay.
And with that, I will turn it over to the applicant to get up and speak.
Okay. Please step forward. And we'll call to order the public hearing. Please state your name and your address, please.
Lauren Tandon, 138 Fifth Avenue, Ridgedale, Missouri.
So that's your address?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm Kate Trokey Harris. I'm her attorney, but I think she was wanting to speak first.
Okay. Please proceed.
Thank you. I wanted to start off by telling you guys that I respect the process, and I understand your role is to weigh the facts and apply the standards of the Development Guidance Code. This message this morning is simple. This application follows your rules, and you should approve applications that follow your rules. When the government denies permits to people who have followed the rules, it discourages public confidence and makes compliance seem pointless. Excuse me, I get a little nervous. Even recently we had another individual in our neighborhood who operated a nightly rental. However, he didn't follow the proper protocol to do that. And I just wanted to state that I am. I followed the proper protocol to get here today. I meet the compliance, and I respectfully ask that my efforts be treated fairly for that. I do think this aligns with county goals. There are 9 million visitors that visit Taney County and Branson per year, and there is a growing need for small-scale lodging, for example, my potential nightly rental. People are wanting a home away from home kind of feel, and I think that my home is exactly going to give them that with no extra infrastructure or construction. My home will remain a single-family residence. No signage, no events, and parking will be contained to the driveway. I am installing a privacy fence, which actually is contracted to start, and that will help maintain privacy as well as natural vegetative buffers around my property. Quiet hours, occupancy limits will be enforced, and with these measures, there will be no disruption to the neighborhood's character. And if rezoning is approved, I will go through the process that to meet all conditions required for a conditional use permit for a nightly rental that is still allowed for C1. I'm a lifelong member of this community, specifically Oliver Township. I graduated from Blue Eye High School, and I've been employed with Big Cedar for 20 years. I also work at a local law firm, and I'm here to say that it's going to be a family small-run operation. At my planning and zoning meeting, I do want to address that my application was originally mishandled. The first page wasn't included in the packet, which led to confusion about the intent. My representative and attorney, Kate, even offered a copy, but it was declined. I respectfully ask that today the commission consider the complete application and all the facts within to reflect your decision today. There was also repeated questioning about whether I was allowed to rezone to the C1 and apply for a conditional use permit for nightly rental, and staff eventually confirmed that, yes, this process is allowed under the Development Guidance Code. That exchange did show me there wasn't a clear understanding of the process during that meeting, and I do hope there is one today. Another concern was the proximity to the well house. I don't see that that's going to pose any issues. And I'm actually not even sure what the issue was specifically that the neighbor brought up. But I can say that I do believe that there would be less water usage other than what we have now, because I have a chef and a toddler at home, so there's a lot of dishes and laundry. Another concern is that the future of the property, if it's a C1. Well, I don't plan to have any, I don't think anybody have any, would have any, there would be no possibility to do anything major on that property unless you were to have a C2 zoning. The purpose of the C1 is specifically for neighborhood commercial uses, and it's supposed to be compatible with the surrounding neighborhood. So I don't see any issues there. Plus, if anybody wanted to do a C2, they would have to go through the commission and get the approval process. Another concern by the Planning and Zoning Board was that approving this request would open the doors for 30 other applications. Respectfully, fear of the future applications is not evidence. Article 5, Section 18 of the Missouri Constitution says administrative decisions must be based on evidence, specifically substantial evidence. If the county is concerned about a flood of applications, it does have the authority to change the rules for future applicants, but it would be unfair to deny any application that fully complies with the today's standards, simply because others might apply in the future. The Homeowners Association raised a general concern about neighbors, but not one of my adjacent neighbors showed up to the meeting on the 8th, and I think that speaks volumes. I also have a good relationship with all of them. Finally, Oakmont asked, when will this ever end? I find that ironic because Oakmont and Bass Pro affiliated properties have been allowed hundreds of nightly rentals within just 1 mile of my property. DeMonico, which touches my neighborhood, is zoned commercially and has nightly rentals. That one. Yes, sorry. The property across Highway 86, just 700 feet away from me, is zoned commercial and has nightly rentals. Many more acres barely a mile away are zoned commercially and host nightly rentals. If large corporations can operate nightly rentals so close to my home, a single-family rental should be treated with the same fairness and under the same standards. In closing, I presented the facts, not opinions, and I respectfully ask, based on the development guidance code and the substantial evidence before you, that this application be approved. It does follow your rules, and I do feel applications that follow your rules should be approved. Okay. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't have a lot to add, just that we would ask that the standards be applied as they exist and not run down this rabbit hole of fear of what might happen in the future. As she said, I believe it would be a very minimal impact on the neighborhood. Her home was structured in 2021, so there's no new fire safety or anything like that that would be required. Everything's up to code as it is. I believe that's all I have for now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any questions for the applicant before she sits down?
You brought up that we may not have the full. Do we have the full packet now?
I hope so. I requested that it be delivered, and I know that was an accident.
We do.
Somebody's heart.
We do have the full
part.
And then whenever you reference fire code, I think a sprinkler system would be required if there were to be, if this were to be passed.
That is correct.
Okay. Any questions for the applicant before we move on?
One, just to make sure that I'm okay, so this would, your intent would just be the nightly rental, not anything to do with the a dog
no
care facility?
Not at all.
Okay.
And then I guess I have one question. You stated that you live at the residence.
Correct.
Once, if it were to be rezoned, would that become no longer, or would you be a host living in the house as you rented it out?
We'd like to move to a bigger house eventually.
Okay, so you would not reside on the property?
Correct.
Once it, if it were to be rezoned?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions for the applicant? We'll move on with
no
discussion. Okay. All right. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
At this time, I would ask, is there anyone else in the crowd that wishes to speak in favor of this project? Is there anyone in the crowd that wishes to speak in opposition to this request? Sir, please step forward, state your name and your address, please.